Testing. Yeah. Welcome to Live at Lunch, presented by CITR/Discorder, which is, yeah, us. AMS First Week and TD Insurance. We like to acknowledge that this concert is taking place on traditional unceded Musqueam territory and that everyone be respectful of the space and give thought to how fortunate we are to be guests here. My name is Dan. I host a radio show every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. called The Shakespeare Show. On my show, I play a ton of music that you probably haven't heard of. A mix of really old and brand new stuff and like tons of genres. And if you would like to get involved with CITR Discorder, which is us, come by the station for a tour. Tours happen every week at noon, which is the best times Wednesday, I guess. Okay, depends on your taste. So now, thank you to all the artists that have played over the past 2 weeks, even though I haven't been here for most of them, as well as to all of the sponsors coming out. Make sure to check out the booths from our sponsors. Evo CarShare, Shaw Cable, Scotiabank, TD, and Van City Buzz. Also, everybody should grab a burger from the AMS barbecue just to the right of the stage. I think it's just set up now. And yes, and this will be the last edition of Live at Lunch this year. But AMS First Week is still presenting a huge show on Friday at the Welcome Back Barbecue, including performances from Always and Earl Sweatshirt. I'd like to welcome Marin Patinode.
Hello. My name is Marin. I'm going to play you some songs.
Kind. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. triumph and a fat and not a flat head. Sonny said, hop on, for girl, you've been waiting here far too long. And the nights are getting cold, you'll be roadkill by Monday. So they took me to the nearest town and introduced me to all the outlaws around. I think I like it round here. I'm gonna get back to that stop sign one day. Well, I've got to get back to the crossroad. It's time I'd ever change your mind. I trade myself in, and damn well it's a sin. I better serve along with this kind. Well, I've got to get back to the crossroad. It's time I'd ever change your mind. I trade myself in.
Thanks, guys. I hope everyone's having a fun week back at school. I wish I could go back to school. If someone would pay for me to go back to school, I think I'd just be in school forever. So if someone's paying for you to be here, feel very gracious for it. I'm originally from the northern hills of the Cariboo in northern BC. It's about 7 hours north of here, a little town called Horsefly. It's really pretty. It's the end of the road culture. Lots of really good fishing. So a lot of my songs come from, inspired from a place of the woods and the hills and the mountains and the rivers. This song is called Take You By Surprise. Standing in the middle of seven tumbles, wandering during my feet. Taking a long stroll through these old grills, jungles, who knows buried underneath. You ever feel like you've seen it all before? Maybe I saw it on TV. And my old eyes keep on looking out for more in the puddles in the windows. Your smile is all I see. Oh, I long to see the sunrise in your eyes. Oh, I long for the moments to take you by surprise. Call to the birds that don't seem to hear. My heart beats like a rabbit running from its praise. Run from love, the only thing I fear. This is where the king sits, feathers in his roots. Well, his queen, she's lost at sea. He waits for battle and he herds them in like cattle and lost. Lonely without love, he'll forever be. See the sunrise in your eyes. guys. Hey, Sammy T. I don't know if you guys know Sam Tudor, but he's from the same small town I am at. Well, Williams Lake area, but we grew up in the same area, and we've had the pleasure of making music together for quite some years. So nice to see your beautiful face, Sam. Just put out a record, and we're having a big CD release party, or an album release party, at the end of the month on September 30th at the St. James Hall, which is at 10th and Trutch. It's this beautiful, beautiful, big old church. It's got a really, really lovely piano, and it's a beautiful room, so if you feel like listening, there'll be a full band. We've got cello and piano and all sorts of good stuff, so come on out to that if you feel like it. And I've got some CDs over here with the lovely Discorder CITR ladies over there, so if you want a CD or a download card, go talk to those girls there. This song's called Go Home. It's written from the perspective of someone that was dating me, and it wasn't easy for them, because it was just an odd relationship. So I decided to write a song from their perspective to try and get a better perspective on the whole relationship for myself. And it's amazing the healing powers of music and what they can do for you.
Half a mile
skies. That AstroTurf looks awfully comfortable. How's it going, yeah? Good times? Did anyone happen to make it to Farm Aid last week? That was fun, wasn't it? Did you guys get square dancing? That was such a great time. And if you haven't spent much time out at the UBC farm, it's just a gorgeous place to go spend an afternoon. There's so much going on there and people doing really wonderful things there. So go and support your local farmers. This next tune I wrote when I was sitting on the beaches of Mexico and really missing my family. So this goes out to everyone's family, because we wouldn't be here without them.
See you.
Thanks so much. Like I was saying earlier, I come from a place called Horsefly. I live in Vancouver now, but I can't stay here for too much of the time because I go a little stir crazy from the city. But I can't stay up in Horsefly a little too long either, because then I go stir crazy from the country. So I just decided that I get to have both, and I feel very fortunate for making that decision in my life. I feel quite spoiled, actually. I've been chipping away at a little house on my property, on the property that I grew up on. We've got 165 acres and a creek running through it, and it's my paradise. I started building a house about 3 years ago and using all chainsaws and chisels and rasps and hand tools. And I didn't have a clue what I was doing when I started the project, but now I feel like a bona fide carpenter, and I have a house. It's all off the grid. I ran wires in it, but there's no power going to those wires. Maybe one day I'll have a solar system, but for now I'm quite happy with candles. Old wood stove. And it gets to be about minus 30 below, like 30 below up in Horsefly quite often, so in the winters you just hunker down. But it's my favorite place in the world to sleep, because it's absolutely pitch dark when you blow out the candle, and it's all you can hear maybe is the sound of a coyote when you're sleeping. So this song is about building that house. It's called The Build. Thank you.
Sleep in the silence, wake up with the dawn. I built up from the ground. I built up from the ground. Ooh. Ooh. Slide across the floor, fill your socks full of slippers, and curse like a heathen. No one is listening, and no one can hear you, so Lord's name in vain. Have back your hair, hang your scarf by the entrance before you start building. A lesson in building I learned it the hard way, but I built it the same. Yeah, built it the same.
Thank you so much.
So, Marin, so what were the songs you just played? What were they about?
Mostly about love.
Oh, what is the regular band that you play with? Where are all those members?
I quite often play with a group from Vancouver. We play with Cole Schmidt on guitar and Kenton Lowen on drums, and Peggy Lee plays cello on the record. Darren Paris plays bass, and Tyson Naylor plays the keys. We often play that band. And then I also have a country project that we do in Vancouver here, where we play mostly Dolly Parton and Patsy Cline tunes and fun old time country, and that's with a fellow named Ben Rogalski from a band called the Brakemen. They were around Vancouver a little while ago, and then Kathleen Nisbet plays fiddle with us quite often, and Steve Charles on the guitar, and Patrick Metzger on bass, and the drummers often, you know, whoever's available, but it's a fun crew of people. And Scott Smith plays pedal steel. Yeah, it's a really fun crew.
Okay, do you want to talk about the album that's going to be, or that you did release this April?
Sure. Yeah, we spent last year working in the studio at the old Mushroom Studio, which is now called Afterlife Studios, with John Ram, and Kenton Lowen and I produced the record together, and we got all those wonderful people that I just mentioned into the studio, and we threw down 9 songs, or I guess we did 10, but one of them, you know, didn't fit. So yeah, but then we haven't officially released it because the summer came and everything got all crazy, and so we're having that official album release party at the end of the month at the St. James Hall. And yeah, really looking forward to that.
You've performed with other Vancouver artists in the past, including Aura Kogan, right?
Yeah, Aura's a very good friend of mine. I've sang some harmony with her, she's sang some harmony with me, and we've shared the bills a couple times, and yeah.
Yeah, I believe I've played at least one song by hers on my show. How many other projects are you involved with than your own? I'm just wondering.
Mostly just that country band right now, and then, you know, there's a couple projects on the horizon that I'm going to be looking into playing more music with Cole Schmidt, and I'll be singing some harmony for Deborah Jean Creelman, yeah, that's about it. I do harmonies in studio recordings, so people often ask me to come and sing harmonies for them.
All right, so I'm just wondering, any new recordings coming up soon?
Well, we're going to push this record that we've got out as much as possible, but I would love to get in the studio right away. I have probably enough songs for another 3 albums right away here, but It's a pricey endeavor to go into the studio, so I'm going to have to do some serious fundraising or maybe hopefully get some grant money coming in. I'd really love some support from Canada Council and whatnot, so hopefully the Arts Councils can, we can make something happen there, but yeah.
Okay, thank you. Just let me know if you need me at the end.
Awesome. Thanks. Thanks so much, Dan. All right. Well, yeah. Andy mentions we played like a 40-minute set, so we'll just keep going. There's no rush. Right on. maybe we can get Taj up here to sing a song. My dog is lying in the sun for anyone listening on the radio. It's a beautiful day here out at UBC. I'm so glad that the first weeks for you guys are sunshining and beautiful. So, yeah, let's pray for... sunshine on Friday, because that's the big event going down here, I think, at UBC, right? Yeah. My best friend Anna is actually the AMS coordinator here, so she's making us all do rain dances, or sun dances, to push away the rain for Friday so that you guys can have a good party on Friday. Since we were talking about that country band Diddy, I'll just play an old cover tune for you guys here. This is a little bit of Patsy Cline.
Seven lonely days make one lonely week. Seven lonely nights make one lonely me. Ever since the time you told me. Seven lonely days when I cried and cried for you, oh my darling, you cried. There's no use in denying I cried for you. Was your favorite pastime making me blue? Last week was the last time.
This is when someone takes a solo.
Talking about earlier the amazing healing powers of music and how it can help you deal with challenging situations, and that's my form of therapy. Whenever I have to deal with something, I sit and write about it or just sing, and that always makes me feel better. breaking plates, dishes, and singing is the best forms of therapy I know. So, earlier this year, my cousin and her husband were murdered. They were taken away from us by a really unfortunate human being. So he's in behind bars, so let's hope that the justice system makes it better.
Deep in the past.
wish you over land cause such grief. In the face of death's despondency, family cries. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. I got one more tune for you. As long as I stop coughing. Sometimes I swallow a fly. I think I swallowed a fly. I had the lovely opportunity to paddle down the entire Fraser River a couple summers ago. We started at the very top of the mountains and went right to Jericho Beach. In a big canoe, a really big canoe. And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever done with my life. With a group of some of the most beautiful people I've ever known. And I will hold that memory forever. So yeah, this song became a bit of our paddling anthem. And if you feel like yee-hee-heeing along with me in the chorus, I would be delighted.
I would drown.
Walk on, boys. Walk on, boys.
Thank you so much. Thanks for Benny doing sound and Dan for hosting and Andy for putting this all together. And CITR, thank you so much, guys. It's been a delight.
Thank you for playing. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I just hope everybody enjoyed the show. I got to close the microphone. Okay, yes. That was awesome. I missed most of the performances, but yes, this one was great. Yes, and I like everything that, almost every, maybe even everything that she had been announcing. Okay, all those artists. Yes, those were all cool. Okay. Yes, well, thanks. I think we're about to turn it off the air pretty soon.
Thanks so much, dear.
All in a day's working. All in a hall and all in a day. About strawberry fields, you know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go, where everything flows. Look into the bent-back tulips to see how the other half lives. Look into a glass onion. The war is a mean man. You know that we're as close as can be, man. Well, here's another two for you all. The war is with Paul. Standing on the cast iron, yeah. Lady Madonna trying to make ends meet, yeah. Look into a glass onion. Oh,
tell you, man, he's living there still. Well, here's another place you can be.